We hope you enjoy the next presentation.
Ontario residents, have you registered your consent to be an organ donor? If not, I am personally challenging you to do it this month for Yash's Organ Donation Month.
Now, to the show with Leon and Jay.
Welcome to the DA4.1, your disability advocacy radio with me, Leon, and you're listening to the best station right here on Podbean. And tonight we have a special podcast just for you because, as you know, tomorrow is World Earth Day, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And my friend Jay should be on with me shortly, and hopefully we will have a great show. And just to remind you, if you wish to come on the air with me tonight, you're more than welcome, and leave a comment or concern. If you have any concerns, just leave them on in the chat with me. And or if you're in Facebook listening to the show tonight, leave a comment on your Facebook page, and I will get that to you as soon as I can, okay, when we do the podcast. All right, I hope everyone is having a good evening, and how are you guys doing today? Oh, great. And yep, it's Sunday, yes, all right. And I'm excited for tonight's show, so yeah, because you know, we're going to be talking about Earth Day, and every year, around this time of the year, we'll be thinking about the Earth and how we can improve and clean it and make sure it's healthy, just like, you know. And so, yeah, we're going to be talking about that for sure. So, if you are interested in this topic, don't be afraid to leave a comment in the chat. And if you have any questions for me, yeah, please leave them there and I will check them out for you. All right. That's awesome. Okay. My friend Jay should be on there with me tonight, so we'll see what happens, okay? Yes, because we had a great show last week. It was awesome. I want to thank those who participated in the podcast last week, and we had an awesome show, and we will do that again sometime again. We will have another guest at some point in the near future, and yeah, we've got something great going on for next month, because I'm posted a link in the Facebook on my blog, and plus it's about the Canadian Challenge, and that's going to start in May, and it's going to run from May 1st to July 1st. And that what will happen is each of you will get the opportunity to give me at least 10 facts about Canada. And if you know about Canada, and that's great. And if you don't worry, and I will help you in that. So you'll have a whole month to go through that, okay? And the prize is amazing. So, yes, you will get the opportunity to be a guest on my show in the near future. If those who win, those are the ones who are going to get the opportunity to do that. Oh, wow. I'm sure that you will be excited for that. So just wait for that, and will give you some more insight and more info about that, and hopefully we will get you on the air with me and Jay together. And we will have a nice show together. So let's go through this week, and we'll talk about what we're going to be doing tonight. So, yeah, that's for sure. So, updates. Let's see. Do we have any updates for you? And, of course, we always have interesting updates. So, throughout the week, we have some awesome things happening. So, if you wish to listen to my podcast anytime, any day, you can go to my radio station in Zeno. That's your 24-hour station. And you go into the DA441, the Disability Advocacy Radio there, and you'll have you can listen to all the different podcasts, not just mine, but others as well, regarding disability and so much more. Okay. So yeah, so and hopefully if you're listening right now, if you're new to this podcast, welcome. And if you're not new, if you're my regular listeners, I always have each week, I want to thank you for continuing listening as well. So, yeah, it's awesome. And I know that some of you were listening last week for a little bit. And, I hope that you can join me again. So, if you want to know what's going on, don't forget to check it out. What's happening on the blog, in Facebook, okay? Because right there, you get all access to everything that goes on in our podcast and in more. Okay? Right on. You're listening to the best station right here on the DA4.1, your Disability Advocacy Radio, on Podbean with me so far. Yes. And as you know, that I'm always here for you whenever you need me, okay? And you can always see me on Facebook. And also, I'm also on Instagram. And, of course, you will be able to check me out there as well. So if you wish to participate in what's happening, and let me know, okay? Except please, make sure you send me your questions, your concerns, or if you have any comments about the show, please send them to me on the blog, right there on Facebook, okay? It can be a recording, or it can be a text message. Don't worry, I'll get it, okay? All right. And then if you wish to have your voice heard on the show with your questions, that would be an awesome thing as well, so. That way that if you have a question, that can be heard on the air as well at the same time. So even if you can't be on the program in person, you can always go on the air with that and let me know, okay? Awesome. All right, let's check out what's going on, shall we? And let's check out to see if there's any comments or questions in the chat, shall we? Yes. You're listening to the best station right here with me. Okay. Let's check it out. Here is Jay. I see that Jay is on his Facebook page right now. And he's probably hearing my podcast right now. Yes. So let's see what we can check out, shall we? Yes, sir. Cool. Okay, so let's allow that. So don't worry about anything, shall we? Yeah, we're gonna do okay. We are fine. So let's see. So far, no questions, no comments? Okay, good. All right, we're fine. We're okay. So I haven't heard anything from Jay yet, but I'm sure he'll be on shortly because he's probably having his dinner. just like you guys are. Yes. And I hope you're having a good dinner too, like I did. Ooh, yum. Yes. So, all right. So, once again, I'm going to ask you a question. So, if you're know that I posted the Canadian challenge for you, and that's going to start next month. And what you have to do is give me 10 facts about Canada, and that will be running from May 1st to July 1st. And if you can get me 10 facts, and whoever wins that challenge will get the opportunity to be with me on the podcast as a guest. Ooh, that's going to be awesome. Oh, yes. But I will let you know when that will be. Okay? Right on. So if you're new on here right now listening to the station on Podbean, and yeah, just to let you know that if you are having trouble getting on, remember to log out or log back in into your podcast, and then that way you have access to the podcast. Okay? Great stuff. So I hope everyone's having a wonderful evening right now. It's a sunny day. It's nice. And it will be on the cool side. But I don't know. You know, it can be different where you are, but it is getting warmer by the week. Oh, yes. So I'm going to share that you guys are going to be able to go outside when that happens, right? Yeah. Cool. Right on. So, as you know, I endure doing this for you and making sure that you get the most out of your podcast. Yes. And you can listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Okay? Right on. So, yeah. So, if you are interested in joining me as a co-host, I would say, you have that opportunity as well. So if you are looking for a job to do and you want to be a co-host, this is your opportunity for you. So it can be either, you know, I don't know, but it can be any time, right? So you have to let me know by going into my Facebook page or sending me a request through the chat room here, and that way I can see if you're interested. Okay? Right on. So, just let you know. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, yes, tonight we're supposed to be talking about the Earth, about the World Earth Day tonight. Yes, because that's tomorrow throughout the whole entire day. So, if you're in a house with a backyard, you know how to be able to keep it nice and clean and healthy looking, and making sure that whatever is happening outside in around you, making you know it's safe and have a good, healthy, and safe environment around you. Yes, and that's for sure. Because I know how it is. And if you're in a building like I am, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, recycling is not always the case when it comes to, especially here in a condominium. You know, it's not, they don't have a program like that because it's always, if you're in a house, it's different. So you get the recycling program going on there. So that's great. So, but when it comes to the buildings, yeah, it's different. So it's not that easy. We do have ways to cut out waste and things like that. So, and things, you know, in the building to make sure there's no garbage around and things like that. So if you want to know how to do it properly, you know, he's going to the your Toronto website. Because I know that I checked out the Toronto website. There are many things you can do as projects for tomorrow. There's lots of ideas that you can do, even if it's even for a child can do something small. It doesn't have to be too big, right? So you can choose whatever project that you decide to do. It could be taking out the trash. It could be creating a project for your school and things like that. you know, like I used to do when I was a kid, you know, going to school where I take out little leaves and put it on the paper, press them, and make a collage of leaves of different colors, and wow, that was so cool. And yeah, or you can plant a tree, you know, that would be awesome to do, like a little tiny tree that you may have in the backyard, and or you can do that in the park, you know, if you're outside there, and just enjoy the good outdoors, and then have a picnic in the park. Yeah, that's always nice. So, but you know, Earth Day shouldn't stop just for that one day. No, Earth Day should be every day, because I know that every day we try and do our best to make sure that the Earth is clean and all that. Every day, you know what I mean? So, for sure. So, yeah, I'm glad that you're having a wonderful chat with me and being part of this conversation. So if you're new and you want to know what's going on, yeah, this is what we're doing tonight. So don't be afraid to come on the air with me and have a little chat here tonight if you wish to, and I will be happy to get you on. So you give me a call and you can say that we can talk about it together. All right. You're listening to the best station right here on PubIn. You're listening to the DA4.1, your disability advocacy radio. Right on. So, just to remind you that you can listen to this podcast anytime, any day, after the live podcast right here. Oh, yeah. And you can listen to it anytime, any day, on all of the different platforms, okay? So, and that includes the iHeartRadio and TuneIn, okay? So don't forget that, all right? And that's for sure. Okay, let's see what we can do, shall we? Shall we check and see if we got any comments or any questions or any ideas for tomorrow's event of Earth Day? Oh, I wonder. Well, that's gonna be up to you guys, right? For sure. Let's see. No, I don't see anything yet. Okay. I wonder if Jay is having trouble getting on here. I don't know. Well, I am going to see if we can. Let's see. Yep. I'm sure, but let's see. I'm gonna leave Jay a message, so I'm on right now. Yes, okay. All right, let's get Jay on here, so, okay? We'll let Jay know. All right, so bear with me.
Caps lock on.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna say hi, Jay.
Capital age.
All right. Where are? Okay. All right. So here we go.
Caps lock on.
All right, again.
Capital I.
I am.
Caps lock off. A. M. M.
On. All right. There you go.
O. N.
All right.
I am on.
All right. We're good. All right. So that's good. Jay knows right now. We told him. Great. Okay, that's okay. We're okay. All right. Back to what we're discussing. Okay. So, as we know. So, Jane has left me a message. Let's see. He says, okay. All right, good. So, that's good. So, he will let me know. Okay, let's get on back to our discussion on about the Earth. Let's see. Okay, all right. So once again, so if you are just joining me right now, if you are, we're discussing about the Earth and about World Earth Day, as that's tomorrow, as you know. It's usually on April Yeah, April 22nd, every year. So if you wish to get acquainted and be part of that, do some activities for Earth Day, yes, go for it. I'll be living, okay, for sure. All right. So I'm sure Jay, he's just probably giving me a message. Okay. So he doesn't see it. Okay. All right. Looks like he. Okay. All right. So he's having trouble there. He doesn't see it. Okay. But I know we're on right now. Okay. All right. So we're gonna try. We'll get Jay on there for sure. Okay. All right. Don't worry. Oh, there we go. All right. We are going on here with Jay. Coming on right now.
Hey, Leon. How you doing?
There you are, my friend.
I just had to log out and log back in, and it worked that time. So,
see, exactly what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because it kept saying that you were scheduled to go live, but so I decided, I'll just log out and log back in, and it seemed to work that time. So,
it's okay. Yeah. No worries.
Yeah, for sure. No, but I'm here now, so it's all good.
I'm here for half of the show. That's awesome. That's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing?
Yeah, so we're talking about Earth Day, which is tomorrow. So
yeah, wow. It's hard to believe it's tomorrow, and I really hope it's a big success that people get out there and clean up their parks and clean up their communities and. You don't have to be out there the whole day. Just, take, 20 minutes or half an hour or an hour. And, it's amazing, what you can get done. So.
Yeah, it's like I was mentioning them earlier, where Earth Day is about different projects and different things you can do. No matter if you're in the school or your home or whatever, you can plant a tree in your bed, or you can go there and clean the leaves outside, or whatever you decide to do. So
exactly. Yeah. No, and if you live in an apartment building, to get out there, it'd be nice if people in your apartment building get outside and clean up your little area there, and because it's an area that a lot of people use. Over time it can get a little bit dirty or whatever. So it's nice to take some time to, get together with your community and clean up.
Oh, yeah. I was mentioning to everybody that, when it comes to buildings, it's a little bit tricky because you have the recycling program that's for those who are in the houses. And for those who are in the apartment buildings, they're a little bit difficult, right? Because we don't have that recycling program like they do like that. Like, especially if you're in a condominium.
Yeah. I mean, because we have recycling here and garbage, but not green bin. So, because where I used to work in Stovall, we had green bin there. But then when I was living at the Gage there, I asked them, do you have a green bin program? They said, no, it's just, garbage and recycling, that's it. And, people, they just don't seem to care about that. Like, they'll leave their, we have a garbage chute room, and people just leave their garbage on the floor. And, some people, I don't know if it's laziness or they just don't care, and they just leave the garbage wherever, and they expect someone else to clean up their mess. So, people need to, try to, pick up after themselves. Like, I can't imagine what their apartment looks like if they're just going to leave garbage on the floor or, whatever.
Complete disaster,
So. We could all do, a little bit to, make sure that the, because, the city has, the recycling bins and the garbage bins. So just put your coffee cup in the garbage and put your, if you're, leftover pizza box or McDonald's or whatever, put that in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that, you know, when it comes to buildings, they would have a recycling program, but, you know, it's just you know, that's has to be dealt with, but, yeah, I guess we do have to do our own part, like we say, so.
Exactly, yeah, like the, my building, like that's, like before, like at the gate, I would have somebody come and take my recycling, but now I have to physically take it outside, like I can't just, you know, leave it over, like there's not a room inside my building here, so I have to physically go outside, so that could be, you know, a little tricky. Like on a nice day, I'll just, you know, load up my scooter, you know, just put stuff in my basket and just bring it down that way, so that works out. But for, yeah, for somebody that, you know, can't really get around, I mean, there should be a service where they come around to every apartment unit and just collect your recycling and,
you know,
encourage more people to recycle and, you know, that sort of thing. So,
yeah, I mean, I would have my question to them is like, if they have a question, if they have like a, a recycling program in your apartment or whatever, you know, let us know, you know.
No, it'd be great to, you know, have a service because, yeah, there's seniors that live in my building and, you know, people with disabilities like myself. And, yeah, getting around is, you know, not the easiest. So if they had somebody come, you know, by each door or, you know, a place in the building where you could take it to, you know, a room or something like that. Like when my sister comes to visit, she'll, you know, take my recycling for me and get rid of that. So, you know, but... like I can physically go over to the garbage room, just bring my garbage and, you know, get rid of it that way. But yeah, it's just certain things I just, you know, wish they had a better system to encourage more recycling and that. So.
Oh, for sure. Cause like where my brother is, you know, they have a recycling bin and things like that. So, and what they do is they have a separate bags for separate things, right? So.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So like, you know, like I do is in each room that has the garbage bin, but it's for each like different things, right? So one bin is for paper, one is for the food and things like that. And then, you know, that's good. So
do it that way. Yeah. My mom, she was well organized when it came to garbage, like, you know, putting all the newspapers and other papers in one bin and, you know, plastics and stuff like that in another bin. And, you know, it's just so well organized that the people that came to pick up the recycling, you know, really appreciated the effort that she put into keeping it all organized. So, but some people, they just toss it all into one bin and they just don't take the time to, you know, separate it. Cause yeah, it's hard on the machines when they have to go through the recycling. And so you want to make sure it's organized in a way that, you know, when it's sorted at the,
well, for sure. Yep. Let's see. Let's hopefully. Yeah. So Jay's there. Yeah, good. Wow. Let's see. Is Jay still there? Yep. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Oh, did I cut out or?
I think happened. Something happened there.
Oh, yeah, because my screen timed out. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, because like after so many minutes, it you know, goes black. So maybe that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe it cuts my mic when the screen goes off. So I have to.
Wow.
Make sure it doesn't do that.
Yeah, like the screen saver comes on or something like that, right? And
because just to save on the battery, that's what I have it set at. So maybe I'll have to look at my phone settings and make sure it doesn't, you know, that you know, the screen stays on. So my mic stays on I thought your mic was still on, but okay, that's good to know.
Well, at least I know that. When it's time, when you do the show, make sure that the timing is appropriate. I guess,
I'll have to look into that and see.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Yeah, I know it happens.
It does. Yeah. But yeah, like we could all, everybody can do their part, whether it's, you know, 10 minutes or 20 minutes, just to, you know, clean up. You know, there's like, I know we didn't get too much snow in Toronto, but, you know, sometimes when the snow melts and then you see all the garbage after that. And
because I was checking the Toronto site there, and then you have from the 19th to the 22nd, they have all kinds of activities you can do. So,
oh, great. And it's good to get the kids out there just so the kids can understand, you know, how important it is to, you know, take care of the earth. And, you know, yeah, like I think, like I don't believe all the different, you know, theories or whatever about climate change, but I know there's definitely, you know, I think there's something that, you know, we, you know, can do to, you know, preserve the earth and, you know, and cleaning up after, you know, the mess that, you know, is left behind in the winter.
That's right.
Thing we can do to, you know, make this earth, you know, cleaner.
Exactly. And of course, if you have pets, like, you know, some people, you know, or if you have those little creatures out there, and you can feed them and make sure they're healthy and stuff like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, to clean up after your dog when your dog, you know, goes out to do their business, and, you know, make sure of that too. And, you know, for people that, you know, smoke, to, you know, make sure they put their cigarette butts in a place that's, you know, in a safe area. And, yeah, things like that, you know, just if you're having your lunch out there, to put your lunch out there. Yeah.
You know, speaking about that, you know, I really miss those old lunch boxes that we used to have, but, you know, those metal ones. But
those are great, yeah.
And then those little bags.
Right.
Cloth bags.
No, that's kind of, I wish they, you know, didn't get rid of the shopping bags. I mean, now it's all the cloth bags, and some people are saying the cloth bags really aren't, you know, helping, you know, that much, because sure, you could wash them and use them again, but, you know, it was nice to have the actual plastic bag to carry your groceries, and you could always, you know, like if it wasn't dirty, you could always reuse it and stuff like that, but, you know, sure, if it's, you know, dirty, whatever, you throw it away, but.
There goes the old saying that sometimes you might choose to take away something that works, and you'll go, oops.
I understand that, maybe, you know, might have been a good idea at the time, but then, you know, over time you realize that, this isn't working. Let's go back to, you know, what we had before, understand, papers, you know, because you can recycle paper, so.
That's right.
But, just certain ideas, I just don't understand why they changed that, and, you know, is it really helping the environment? I don't know, I don't believe it is, but, it's just more annoying than, you know, helping, really, in a lot of ways, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know it's a lot of work sometimes, you know, when you have these bags and stuff. We can do what we can do.
I get my groceries delivered online, and every time they come, it's always a new grocery bag. So I got a new, you know, I got a whole bunch of cloth bags, and a friend gave me a good idea to, you know, the food bank uses them, so maybe just donate them to the food bank. So if you have a bunch of cloth bags that you don't know what to do with, you can always, you know, donate it to the food bank, and that's how they, you know, package all the food in the bags that way. But it's every time a new delivery person comes to my door, they're, you know, it's always a new, you know, cloth bag. So you just load up on those.
Who knows what that'll be in the future? It might come something new too. Who knows?
I know we need. Yeah, like there's always different ideas out there, always some, you know, good ideas and not so good ideas. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, we got to think of some different ideas to, you know, make things work better. And,
right on. So, yeah, anyway, you know, that's something that will, as you guys know, that's going to be for tomorrow's big day, but yeah.
Yeah. I just hope people can get out there and do their part to, you know, clean up their area, you know, whether it's their backyard or front yard or go to the local park and, you know, do stuff that way. And, the wind blows around garbage and stuff like that. So
yes. You
know, lands on your lawn or whatever, then go and pick it up and put it in the garbage.
Right. Yeah. And any bugs and plants that are hanging around that's getting old or like, I know plants are a little bit different, but you know, you got, yeah.
Or plant a tree or something like that. That's always a nice thing to do because the plant is
nice.
You know, a way to give life. So, if there's a tree that was, cut down because it, it's getting old or whatever, then, maybe go and plant a new tree in its place and, make sure you're allowed to do that. Or, maybe, communities organize these tree planting things. So maybe, find out where one is in your area and go join that.
Yep. Because I know for a fact that when it comes to trees, that the more trees there are, the more air you need to breathe.
trees. Yeah, it's a way to give us the oxygen that we need to breathe, and like this whole carbon taxing. I don't understand that. I don't understand how it's going to benefit us. Because we need carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
We need oxygen, we need carbon dioxide, and to have trees and stuff like that.
It's like this, that the trees and us, they work together, they need what we breathe out and what they breathe out needs what we breathe in.
Exactly, yeah. So we're giving life to each other in that way, and that's why it's in the city, there's a lot of buildings and not too many trees. So, we need to, preserve as much of our parks as we can. And
there you go.
And they're, thinking of, redeveloping certain areas to make sure that they, plant enough trees to, give enough, oxygen and stuff like that. And and I see we got Ambrose.
Yes, they're good. In the chat,
so welcome, Ambrose.
Yeah, don't be afraid to come on the air, my man. Okay.
Yeah. Lots of room here, so come and join us if you like.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because we're talking about Earth Day, which is tomorrow, so here we go. As you saw, the picture I got with my mom and I in the downtown there.
Oh, yeah, I like that picture, yeah.
All that smoke on in the background, like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We're trying to clear that up, and that's what happens, right? In the air. So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a perfect lineup for tonight's program because, we were talking about the environment, so it's. We have to do something about it. So
we do. Yeah. No, I think we could all do our part. We can't leave it up to, the people in charge to do something. We have to do it ourselves. Right. We could all do something to take care of the earth and conserving our energy usage and stuff like that. And
That's a big one.
Right. Yeah, I know there's that Earth Hour. Yeah, I think that's coming up soon.
I think we did have a day on the Earth Hour. Yeah, but it's kind of weird, when you have Earth Hour, one day, and then another day of the actual full day, right? So it's like,
yeah, that is kind of weird. Yeah.
Why is that? Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't.
Why can't you do that in the same day? You know,
why not? Yeah. Well, that would make more sense that way. Yeah, for sure.
Jeez. Some people, though, they don't think, right? Like, hello.
I don't know whose idea was to think about that, but Earth Day and Earth Hour are both, you know, great ideas, and yeah, just to take an hour to, you know, shut off all your, you know, electricity and stuff like that, and
yeah.
You know, it's fun because, yeah, I would play games with my family. We would, you know, light up a candle and play cards or whatever for an hour. And
are you doing board games? Ooh, yeah. Like checkers.
You put the phone down and spend time with your family, you know?
That's nice. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I remember those days when I was at the village, used to play Uno all the time over my friends. Yeah. And I hear a lot of people miss that for sure. So.
yeah. No, that's a great game. You know, or Crazy Eights or, you know, something like that. You know, spend, you know, some time with the family, and maybe they should have an Earth Hour, you know, more often. You know, maybe 1 hour per week or something like that, or where you know, just, you know, shut off the TV, shut off the computer, put your phone away, and just spend time with your family.
Yeah, read a book or something, or whatever you like to do, and you know, that's what I mean. Pick up a good book and read it, and
read a good book. You know, do something that you enjoy, and just get together with the family and friends, and Ambrose has a good idea of dimming thing. Yeah, that's a good idea for sure.
Right on.
You know,
I had that idea. And what we used to do a lot when this was before the internet. This was long ago. Like, we used to go outside a lot, right? When we were younger, and go to the parks, and you know. So I used to go to this place called Hyde Park.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh,
very nice. You know, when I was younger, like, nice. But I miss those days like that. Yeah, those are the good old days.
for sure. Yeah, no, there's some really nice parks around, and
picnic. Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, a picnic is always a fun idea, and that's a good idea for like a get together, like with our group, and get together and just enjoy nature, or you know, go on a nature walk, or. Like up in York Region, the York Region Forest, they have accessible trails up there. So,
right on.
You know, the scooter, wheelchair, a hospital, gurney or something like that, you can get around up in York Regional Forest. I don't know if they have something like that in Toronto. I guess they do, where it's all fully accessible. And, so that's a great way to get, you know, people with disabilities and seniors out to enjoy it. And,
You know, it's funny because we have a lot of people in our group, right? And they're scattered over the place, right? So just to be able to find a decent place to have a group together and with our friends there, it's like, who can we get? We're in the same area, right? So
Right.
So that's going to be something to think about, you know? And
That's definitely a good idea.
Yeah, so if you're interested in having that picnic, let us know. I mean, that would be awesome, you know, if we can do that.
Yeah, we could, go over to where is it, Center Island, and have a picnic there or something like
that. Center Island? Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
And that's a cool place, you know, for sure.
That is a very cool place, so yeah, and it's, you can easily, get on there with your wheelchair or scooter or whatever, and just go over to
That's right.
And Ambrose was saying, dimming the computer screen. That's a good idea to,
Cool.
Yeah, because a computer screen, when you have it on all the time, it takes up a lot of energy. So to Yeah, so when you're not using your computer to, you know, shut the lid or, you know, put it in standby mode, and that way it doesn't use up.
That's right. Screen saver on, or, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like when you're, you know, instead of having your TV on in the background all the time, just turn your TV off when you're not using it. And, you know.
And I also noticed that this was something that I remember that what they're saying, that if you're doing a computer or TV on a certain time of the day, it will cost you a little bit more. But yeah, if you're, but I think that's something that was mentioned before. But, you know, but I don't know if we have that still, but,
Yeah, no, that's because I know, at certain peak times, like, to, you know, run the dishwasher or do laundry and, you know, take up, you know, energy and, you know, having your air conditioning all the time, like, you know, if it's a nice breezy day, then open up your window and, you know, turn the air conditioning off and you can get cool that way. And, you know, close the drape so you don't get the sun inside. And
there you go.
Because, when the sun gets in, it really heats up your place. So just pull the drapes and there you go.
Yeah. And also, it all depends on the weather, too. You know, you never know. You know, if it's a nice day, go for it. But if it's not a good day, then it's going to be hard.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, if you can put a, you know, sweater on in the winter and, you know, stay warm, then do that. Or, you know, if you have to, you know, put the heat on, then do that. But, you know, because, like the heating and the, you know, cooler months, that takes up energy too. But if it's really cold, obviously you're going to turn your heat on. But, you know
what I was going to say, that it's a lot harder to keep cool than it is to keep warm. What I meant by that is that there's so much resources that we have for the winter time, but when it comes to the summer, it's, we have less resources to use.
Exactly, because there's, you know, some days that like it's, you know, really hot to sleep at night, and like, sure, it's a short summer that we have, you know, in Canada, but still there's some days that it's just so unbearable that it's hard to, you know, sleep or, you know, keep cool. And you know, so,
and as the years go by, as we know that the year the earth gets warmer and warmer, so we're gonna experience lots of hot days, like heat waves that are, you know, unbearable. So you're gonna have to try and do something about it.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what they're predicting for this summer, but there might be some hot days. And this winter wasn't that cold, like maybe one cold week, I think, and that was about it. And you know, so there's definitely, I think there's some truth to, the earth is getting warmer and more, you know, storms are happening. And
definitely
are happening. Because they just think,
especially in the U.S., they get more storms than we do. But I think we're about getting storms ourselves, too. And,
you know, I think there's flooding in Dubai, which, you know, that was kind of weird. Like, you know, they hardly get any rain there, but they
somehow,
you know, so just weird things like that happen. And, you know, snow in places that don't normally get snow. And it's just weird things that happen.
And have you ever seen those YouTube videos with other countries that shows you the weird weather patterns? And like, you get sandstorms and you get this and that, like, wow.
That's bizarre. I can't imagine what that is. You know, it's like, all right, Ambrose, you take care, thanks for dropping by, and we'll hopefully hear from you next week.
Okay.
his tea is ready, so he's got to go.
Don't worry, man. I'm glad that you guys are like, Ambrose giving us some ideas. Or, it's awesome.
Yeah, I know there's some good ideas there. And I don't know if Andrew's dropping by tonight. You know, and I told our guest last week, Lisa, about the show. And
That's right. Because like I said before, you know, each week that we do the show, it's always different because you never know who's going to listen, right? And you might get more people one week and we get less people another week. So it all depends, you know.
Right. Yeah. I guess it all depends on what people are doing. And but we're here tonight, so.
Yeah. And I'm glad that Amrose was involved. So, you know, that's pretty cool. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And if you just want to stay in the chat, that's fine. If you want to come up on the voice chat, then that's fine too. So whatever you want to do.
And I think you've noticed that I posted that a challenge on my Facebook page here. And so about what's coming up next month, like I'm challenging people. If you know 10 facts about Canada.
Okay.
And that's gonna go from May 1st to July 1st, because right up to Canada Day, right? So yeah, we
right. Okay. Wow. Okay.
And I said that if they can give me at least 10 facts, they could win a spot on the air with us.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to get. Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah. Wow. Let's see what kind of response we get from that.
So we'll find out, right? So, you know, that's going to be something to see.
Exactly. Yeah. Good way to get, you know, the listeners involved. And yeah, they would, you know, we would love to have you as a guest spot on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
Anyway, so how was your week this week?
It was pretty good. Yeah, another week that went by pretty fast, and it was pretty uneventful, I guess. And you know, just waiting to see the specialist about my this blood test I had, and hopefully everything's fine with that, and that I can finally, you know, get on the transplant list and, just go from there. But I just want to see what this doctor has to say about this blood test. And hopefully it's nothing to worry about. And, it's something that they can, treat or whatever, then, let's go ahead and treat it. And, but if everything's fine, then, that'll be the best case scenario. And, hopefully, get on the list.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine how it is right now. It's like you're still waiting for a chemo,
I mean, it's hard to believe. It'll be 5 months five years this coming August. And so it's, it's been a long time. It's, longer on dialysis this time than the first time around. And, thanks to my awesome sister for her gift of a kidney to me after, just being on dialysis for a year and 9 months. So, this time around, I haven't been able to find a donor. Like I've had, people interested, but nothing's, seems to work out, or I give them, the information and then I never hear from them again. And,
it's like, am I going to go with it or not? But yeah, that's the main pain, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, because I understand it's, there's, some tests that you have to go through and you have to be sure you want to do this. And, I understand it's, it's not an easy thing to go through. And, you have to be, quite healthy and not have any health issues yourself. And, there could be some minor things that you might have that, isn't too big of a deal, but they put you through pretty much a full physical, blood tests and other tests and that sort of thing. So they want to make sure that the person that's donating is, in fairly good health and, that you're, mentally, ready to go through, a major surgery. Like, it's a major surgery, but they have, made it easier with the laparoscopic technology, where it's a small incision. It's not as invasive as, a bigger
right
incision. So they've made it easier, and so that means it's a shorter recovery time than, say, when my sister donated 24 years ago. So things have gotten better, but there's still some risks involved with surgery, and you gotta weigh the pros and cons, and talk to your family and make sure this is something you want to do. And
And then, like I say, you still have time if you want to donate. So,
exactly. Go to beadonor.ca and talk to your family about your wishes. Like, say if something happens to you, what do you want to happen with your organs? And so, make sure that your loved ones know that you'd like to donate them. And but you can do that online, beadonor.ca in Ontario, Canada, and it only takes 2 minutes to donate.
So
you take out your OHIP card and put in your information, and then you just go from there. So
there you go.
You can always go to Service Ontario and do it that way if you want, but it's probably better to just go online.
There you go.
It's a lot easier that way, and just talk to your family about your wishes, and just so they know that, because you don't want to think about death, but say if something does happen,
it's one of those topics that are those difficult topics, but
it's a difficult topic, but at some point we're all gonna, die, and some things happen that, and you want to, it's, sad your family, knowing that you're, the loved one isn't, going to make it. And, but if, you let your loved ones know what you want, then it makes the decision a lot easier on what to do next. And, and the hospital is there to, to help with that and make sure that everything, runs smoothly. And, because April is Organ Donor Month, and, so it's a good time to, think about organ donation. And,
what this is going to be going on, for each year, on the same month, each year?
So it's been, I don't know when it started, but I know it's been going on for, I'd say, about 10 years at least. And, March was Kidney Disease Awareness Month as well, so that was another important month. So it's nice to have, March and April, thinking about, kidney donation and things like that. And, you can also, I know this one lady that she donated a kidney to a friend and part of her liver to a child that had sick kids. So you're able to donate organs, twice, while you're still living. So, she's doing well, and, the people that she's donated to have done well. And, so it's amazing what you could still do when you're alive. And, there's always the need for blood. So find out, your local blood bank and, take the time to donate blood if you can. And,
Here we are. Great. Hopefully you guys can donate, and hopefully, we get something for JFJ and all that. So,
So just, matter of, I've been sharing on Facebook and stuff like that about what I've been going through, and, because I've had some, good days and some, bad days and that, so it's good to share with people what's going on. And a friend of mine did a documentary on me, so that's also on my Facebook page there, so you can learn more about my story that way. And have any questions or any suggestions for me, I'm always open to that, and feel free to reach out, and, you know, let me know. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And for me personally, I kind of had from that experience a while back, which is, you know, I think I've done tremendously as well. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we all go through some hard days ourselves, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's all about, you know, having a positive attitude and, you know, yeah. And just having that, you know, support of family and friends. And, you know, it's nice to have all, you know, support of my, you know, family and friends online. And, you know, yeah, no, it's nice to know a lot of people are rooting for you and, you know, wishing that you get a kidney soon. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so it's great to have that. And and from, you know, talking to our guest Lisa last week, you know, I've thought about writing a book about what I've been through in my life. And so I think I'm going to, you know, talk to her and she's going to, you know, show me how to get started and that sort of thing. And,
you know, it's funny. So I've given her a friend request when she got that and she was quite happy that we're now friends now. Like, wow.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, very cool.
So now that she's able to get what, you know, everything that I do, so, you know.
Oh, that. Yeah, because I shared the groups with her and, you know. Oh, yeah. And,
so yeah. Because I noticed that she's in the group now, so, you know.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
So she'll be able to get everything that the group does. And
yeah.
So hopefully she'll.
Yeah, hopefully that works out. And, and yeah, she's got her own podcast as well. So she's thinking about, you know, setting something up on Podbean. So I said, you know, yeah. You could help her, I could help her, you know, get started. And
yeah,
she does it right now on Facebook, you know, live. Yeah, so she's thinking about, you know, because I asked her, like, do you need something, you know, where it's like a video and, you know, like Podbean is only audio right now. So if you just need, you know, the audio, then Podbean is a good idea. And
then of course for video there's also the other site which I remember it was called StreamYard, right? So that's another one.
Yeah, I don't know how much, because I know it's, I don't think it's that expensive, but I know you have to pay a little bit.
There's actually a free version as well. And then that allow you to do, you know, your video and stuff like that. Yeah, you can still do the things that you normally do, right, for free.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, that's good to know.
You can have guests come on with you and do your normal video, what you normally do. It's just like you're doing on Facebook, right? But it's on a different site, right? So.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because you can stream to different sites and, you know. Yeah, whether it's
StreamYard allows you to stream on YouTube as well, so
right, yeah, like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, okay. And yeah,
so you'll get that little more options that way, so
right, exactly, and that way I guess reach more people that way, and
of course, you know,
yeah, because some people,
and that's exactly what Podbean does, that Podbean does that same thing. That And what they'll do is they'll post your podcast in all the different platforms, right? So,
yeah, no, that's a neat thing about it, yeah, because, yeah, some people go to Spotify or some go to Apple Podcast. Yeah, so wherever people go, they can find your podcast that way. And
So in the way that I'm helping her out too, so, you know, giving her the opportunity to have her podcast on, you know, if she likes, if I can, you know, put it on my 24-hour station as well, so that way.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, because you get more people that way.
Exactly, yeah, because I'd love to, you know, listen to her show and, you know, support her in any way, and, yeah, she's, you know, very well-spoken, and, you know, awesome. Yeah, so it'd be great to have her on Podbean or wherever, you know, she you know, chooses to put her podcast, and then you can listen to the show from last week. It's on your page here, so
yeah, exactly.
Listen to that. If you missed the show last week, you can listen to that one anytime. So
definitely,
yeah.
So what I usually do that for episodes that keep it on there for a little while, and then when I do new ones, like, you know, and it goes down the line. So yeah, so it's
yeah. And I guess yeah. Room for so many. I guess if it's a free account, they only give you so much space, and
yeah.
Because I know, like on Mixcloud, where I put my radio shows, they only let me post 10 shows there for free. Right. So if I want to post unlimited, then you have to get a premium account. But I just, right. Yeah. You know, have the last 10 shows on there. And, you know, so, I mean, if people, you know, want older shows, they can always ask me for it. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Oh,
we had Emeralds on the line earlier, and now we had Fiona. So,
yeah. And I was able to hear, like, not the greatest, but I was able to hear a little bit. And so nice to hear her voice, and yeah, I'll have to call her and let her know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I see Andrew just texting me to see it. Yeah. Andrew's texting me now to see how the show's going.
There you go. Yep, we're doing good. We got a lot of topics going on regarding the environment, which is, because, like I said, we're talking about Earth Day, which is tomorrow. So, yeah. So, if you have any questions, Andrew, you know, about that, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. He just texted me. I told them that, yeah, we're almost finished the show here. So,
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he wanted to come in or not, but he's asking.
Comment any ideas, you know, for like that, you can do that. So
exactly, yeah, he's always got some great ideas too. So, we appreciate that, and we'll have to get because Andrew knows Fiona, so maybe, you know, the four of us could get together, you know, sometime. And
right, you know, it's funny, he did mention that when I was talking to him on the line the other day, and he did mention that he would like us to get together. So,
yeah, if we, you know, get together at the mall or whatever, or, you know, something like that, and
wow,
yeah, that'd be cool, you know, like somewhere in Toronto, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess we'll pick a place that's easy for everybody to get to. Oh, Andrew's here now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andrew, we were just, Fiona was just calling Leon, so I talked to Fiona for a little bit, so it's nice to hear her, and I haven't talked to Fiona in a while, so.
Right on.
Yeah, Andrew knows Fiona, of course, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll have to give her a call and give her an update on my life, so, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, so, you know, we're just talking about Earth Day and stuff like that here. So,
yep, that's good. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's good. So here you go. Yeah, we're awesome there. Okay.
Yeah, really cool.
So.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else to talk about.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's good. So we're having a good episode so far. And, of course, I'm glad that people were showing off some ideas for what we could do for tomorrow. And then, of course, other stuff as well. So, you know, that's awesome. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, Ambrose had some good ideas there. So,
and I'm gonna let Andrew know that, if in case he missed it, that I did mention about that I have this new challenge now up on my Facebook page right now. So, it's called the Canadian Challenge, and that's gonna go from from May 1st to July 1st, and that's where you're gonna have to give me 10 facts about Canada, and And if you win, you can win a spot on my on our podcast as a guest. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great idea, yeah.
So that's going to be starting in next month. So, yeah, so if you're interested in that, yeah, I'm going to let you try it out.
Oh, that's great. There you go. Yeah. People got to get in on that.
So don't be afraid that, or don't miss out on that, because it might be you.
Yeah, you might be the one that is the lucky winner. You never know until you try.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're almost there, I think.
I think so. I can't think of anything else to add, or, you know.
And I thank all the guests that came on. I thank all those who came on with us tonight. And
yeah, no, it's nice to, you know, hear Fiona's voice after a while. And
yeah. And we had Ambrose on the line. We had Andrew and all the others. And
yeah, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and whoever else is listening in, and, you know, just if people just want to listen, that's fine. But you can always, you know, chat with us here or call in and whatever you want to do. But, yeah, some people, they just like to listen, you know, just like listening to the radio, so that's fine too. So, you know.
And believe it or not, this was our 30th episode. So, you know, it's like, wow, that's like amazing.
30 tonight, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
So next week will be our 31st episode. So if you're interested in being part of our show this week, we'll be happy to have you on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're always looking for guests, and it was great to have Lisa on the show last week. And
that was a great show.
Yeah. I think she said she's working on another book, and she was telling me something.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's working on some other stuff that she doesn't want me to mention right now. But
that's a surprise. Yeah, secret.
She's hoping to, get things worked out there, and I think she's. Yeah. She's on to some exciting things there, so we wish her all the best with that.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
So we'll wait for that announcement when that comes out.
I'm sure she'll come back on the show and give us some updates. And
there you go.
Yeah.
So that's great. I appreciate everyone who's been on with us tonight, and hopefully for the best, we can get more guests. Like I say,
if you want to be a guest, let us know, and we'll get you on the show. Somebody that's interesting and would like to be a guest, then, let them know about the show, and we'll, we can connect with them and get them on the show.
And I actually have this new thing. Well, I actually have this thing where it's called Wheel of Names. So it's that website I've got. It's called Wheel of Names. And I put all everybody's names on there. So I can draw a name on there and then see what happens.
Oh, that's very cool. Oh, there you go. Awesome. What an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I do that. And that's cool.
That is very cool. Wow. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that I hope everyone enjoys their week this week. And I know it's going to be one of the most warmer weeks coming up. So
Hopefully we get into some nice spring weather. And this weekend was a little bit crappy. It's, a little cold and windy, and not a fun time to be outside. So hopefully we get into a nice stretch of get some good weather and see how that goes. So,
Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So you're listening to the best station right here on Podbean. That's your DA4.1, your Disability Advocacy Radio with Jay and I and our friends out there. Yes, sir, me.
Yeah, all our friends out there, thanks for tuning in.
Yes. And hopefully we'll see you guys again next week.
Yeah, for sure. Another good show, Leon. Thanks again. It was great.
All right, everybody.
Yeah, all right. Everybody all right. Have a good night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks, Andrew, for your input and everything. So there you go. Nice. All right, guys.
Have a good night.